My wife today, she's the best cook I've ever known. My mama was a pretty good old cook, but she wasn't my mama didn't do a lot of different things, you know, cooking. She pretty well had a menu she went by over and over and over and over and over and over. You knew you were getting beans at a certain time. You knew you was getting chicken or maybe meatloaf on Sunday, you know, and things like that. But my wife, her mother, Thelma, was the best cook that's ever walked God's green earth. I'm telling the truth. If she had lived this long, me and Brother Jeffrey would be twins. And I'm telling you that one could cook. I'm telling you. And my wife has inherited that ability. And I tell her that all the time. So tonight I want to ask you, what are you eating? What are you eating? And then after I ask you that question, I'm going to ask you another. What are you feeding others? What are you feeding other people? And you'll see what I mean. John 21, look at verse 4. What are you eating? But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fishes, the net. Therefore the disciple whom loved Jesus, and that's what you were talking about this morning, the disciple whom Jesus loved, I said it backwards, said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat about him, for he was naked. And by the way, in the Bible it says naked, and I'm going to teach it to you one night. Anything the thighs and up is considered nakedness. So he had on something. He just didn't have on proper clothing to meet the Lord. And the other disciples, he threw off his coat and cast himself into the sea, and the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fishes. They couldn't get them in the boat. I'd like to have a fishing trip like that. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring up the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. Amen. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. For verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. He said, I'm going to take you somewhere you don't know. You don't even expect it. You ain't headed that way. Amen. Now in John 21 through 4 through 18 is the third time that Jesus has shown himself to his disciples after his resurrection. And in this thing, I noticed this. As I read this, I noticed this. It's useless to labor without Christ's blessing. It was just useless to fish all night without his blessing. And his disciples were restless because they hadn't seen him in so long and they didn't know what to do on their own. So one of them says, I go a-fishing. And others say, well, we're going with you. So they go fish and they fish all night. They don't catch a stinking thing. And I know that story. I've repeated that one many times. And they hear somebody over on the shore. Children! Do you have any meat? In other words, have you caught any fish? And they said, no, we fished all night, we caught nothing. He said, cast your net on the right side. Did you notice that word, right? Amen? Cast your net on the, that's a cuss word in today's world, right, righteousness, right. But cast your net on the right side. Now wait a minute, this little boat about big as this thing up here, what difference does it make which side you cast your net on? But they did it. And as soon as they did it, the fish went to that net and filled it up. It was so full they couldn't get it in. Now, I think this is kind of symbolic of them going back to their old life. If they had gone completely back to their old life, they would have been complete failures. But these men turned out to be the greatest men in the history of the world. Little fishermen. And so he's showing them, if you do it right, like I tell you, I'll make something out of you. I'll take care of you. I'll feed you. I'll teach you what to teach others. Amen. And when he appeared, it was just getting morning, just a light coming through. And just about that time when the sun was coming up, it looked like they had nothing. But by the time the sun, S-O-N, came up, they had more than they ever hoped for.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of symbolism in this. This ain't my sermon, okay? There's a couple of things here I want you to notice that as believers and non-believers, there's some things that this ought to make us sit up and notice a couple of things. Number one, he asked us as believers, as he did them in verse 5, what are you catching? In our lives, what are you catching? Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's looking for something. Everybody's going after something, whether it's sustenance or housing or bank account or relationships. Everybody's fishing for something. What are you fishing for, believer? What are you fishing for? These were expert fishermen and they caught nothing. And the answer was whenever they said, what are you catching? He said, nothing. He said, no. In verse 3, all night long. And he says, nothing. But then in verse 8, he says, cast it on the other side. And they did it out of just obedience. I wouldn't even call it faith. I just say, well, we fished all night. Can't hurt to try that too, you know. And because of their obedience, obedience always brings a blessing.
Amen.
It does. We sing that song in children's church. Don't ask me to do it now, but we sing obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. I mean, y'all remember that? And by the way, in the believer, that's the truth. Obedience. Obedience. Wait, my wife's cold and y'all love her a lot. I'm turning this. I wish I'd give this job to somebody else. And I gave it to Danny one time and we started getting icicles and I had to take it away from him. But obedience. Look, if we obey, he said obedience is better than sacrifice. You ever heard anybody say this? I give a lot of money to that church. Yeah, but are you obeying the Lord? Well, my family put that graveyard back there. Yeah, but are you obeying the Lord? Well, I teach Sunday school. I'm on this board. I'm on that board. Yeah, but do you obey the Lord? Obeying the Lord is the number one thing in the believer's life. If you don't obey the Lord, you're going to fish all your life and catch nothing good. got quiet on that verse. Look, when they obeyed, their nets got full, but then when they got on shore, they found something even better. He already had fish and bread already cooked. Can you imagine a fish dinner created by the Word of God and fed to you by the hand of God Himself?
Amen.
Where'd Jesus get those fish? Come on, where'd He get them? He spoke them. He didn't catch them. He spoke them just like He did those little fishes and loaves of bread. When He broke them, He spake it into existence and it multiplied until they had more than enough to feed everybody. Jesus was on that shore with heavenly spoken fish. Oh man, I like catfish. If you don't like catfish, you probably ain't going to heaven. I like catfish. And I like farm-raised catfish in a farm pond. You know why? They feed them sweet corn. See, catfish eat off the bottom. So they're going to eat anything. When you get out of the river, it tastes like mud. A little bit. Not much. If you get out of old red muddy pond like Holroyd has, it's going to taste like red mud. But what would it taste like if it was created with the Word of God? A pure piece of meat that had never swam in a river or a pond or a lake. It was just created just like that by the Word of God. That's what kind of supper they got. Now I like it salt and pepper. I like it filleted. I like it about every way you can eat catfish. I love it. I love that meat. But boy, I'd rather had this fish. Amen. Amen. And, do you know why He did that for them? He knew they were going to pull in a load because He created the load. But He knew when they got up there, they were already hungry. And they'd have to take time to build a fish and cook and serve it and everything. So He said, come on, come sup. Come and dine. Come and dine. Amen. And so that's where we get our song, Come and Dine. So they came up and because of their obedience, they ate fish straight from the hand of the Creator of the universe. Well, what kind of fish supper is that? Amen? Amen. I could talk about that fish all night. I'd love to have a little bit of that. Amen? Wouldn't you like to just have just a little taste of that? I bet it tastes just like manna, don't you? I bet it tastes like angel food. Amen? And most Baptists I know love devil's food cake. But I like angel food. Amen? Now, listen to this. That happened when they were finished obeying. You see, everybody wants the reward before they do the obedience. Nobody wants to obey and then get the reward.
Amen.
When we were growing up, we found out something. Most of us older people, we found out something. There was a formula to getting what you wanted. You work, you get paid, you buy what you want.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the way God is too. You work, you obey His commandments. He'll pay you, and then you can get your reward. Amen?
Amen.
But most Christians haven't figured that out yet. They think they can live like the devil's children and eat at the Lord's table. Amen? Some of them think they can eat with the buzzards and fly with the eagles. So, as a Christian, He tells me that the way to solve my problem is to obey Him even when it looks impossible. Amen. Obey Him anyway. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because Paul said if you could see it, then it's not faith. And so God rewards us when we obey by faith, not seeing the reward. I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven, not because I'm good, but because He is. And by faith, I received Him as my Savior. And now my reward for being obedient of receiving Him as my Savior, my reward will be on the other side, not this side. We still live in a wicked, sin-cursed world. If you're looking for your reward down here, you're going to be brokenhearted every day. Amen. Now, why don't we just let him feed us? And I'm not just talking about physical food, though he does that too. He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging. God won't let his children starve. No, he won't. God will take care of his children. And see, why don't we let him feed us and lead us? And why don't we quit fishing? Go to the Christian bookstore. You'll see 1,000 books on how to be a successful Christian or how to be a rich Christian or how to be a healthy Christian or how to do this or how to do that. Why don't we quit going to other people in their books and just read his book and do what he says?
Yes, sir.
Then we can receive what he wants to give us.
Amen.
He wants to give me salvation. That completely satisfies me. He wants to give me comfort. That gives me peace that passes all understanding. He wants to give me hope. And that the Bible calls that a sure hope, something that I can hold on to. He wants to give me joy. That's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can't even describe it. It's so good. He wants to give me love. That love means that God loves me even when I don't love him. That agape love, that giving love. He's always giving it to me. And God wants to do that, but he can't do these things if I don't obey him.
Amen.
No. I'm not saved because I obey him, but I'm taken care of because I obey him. If one of your kids or grandkids came to you and said, Papa, how about buying me a car? Here's what they usually say. Clinton's probably already done it. Mama, can I have a car? And I say, yeah, you can have one. Go pick you one out. Is that right, CJ? You can have a car. Clinton can't have a car. Don't be talking to him while I'm preaching. He can't have a car. Let me look. You can pick out any car you want, Clinton. Go get it. Go pick it out. Tell them you're going to get it. And then come home and tell her. You know what she's going to tell you? You can have that. Just get you a job. That'll be the reward of your obedience of work. You work, you can do it. The Bible says, if it goes so far as even say, if man don't work, he ought not eat. There'd be a lot of starving people in America if that was true here. Amen. 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 Now, why don't we quit fishing for this stuff and let him cook it up for us?
Amen. Yeah.
Now, once you received everything that he offers, I want you to look what he says after that in verse 18. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. That means you dressed yourself. And walkest whither thou wouldest. You just walked in where you wanted to. But when thou shalt be old, some of us know all about this part. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee. Somebody else is going to have to dress you. And carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Now, look here. We're going to have to decide one day to follow Jesus for our daily life.
Amen. Yes.
Most people put on Jesus and take him off on Sunday morning and Sunday night. They put him on Sunday morning, take him off Sunday night. Whatever happened to living a Christian life? Whatever happened to people used to say, I don't do that because I'm trying to live for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? Not many people do it anymore. So he says, follow me. He'll dress you. He'll lead you. He'll do whatever it takes to take care of you if you'll just follow him and quit fishing for all this stuff and let him take care of it. Look what he said in verse 12. In verse 12, Jesus said unto them, come and dine. Come and dine. And did you notice none of the disciples durst or dared ask him, who art thou, knowing it was the Lord? There's no, Brother Ron, there's no question when it's the Lord. You'll know it's the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. You'll know it's the Lord. Are y'all with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know when the Lord's in on it.
Amen.
And I know when it's all me.
Right.
And when it's all me, I usually end up hungry and thirsty. But when it's all him, I'm always satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And he told him, he said, all right, children, you come dine. I like that. Come and dine. The master call us. Come and dine. Amen. Do we still sing that song every once in a while? Let's sing that more often. Amen. Now, he's got exactly what I'm fishing for. Why wouldn't you do it? Why would you not go to the Lord with all your needs and ask Him to supply all your needs from His riches and glory because you've been everywhere else? I like what Trump said last year when he was running for office. He said, you might as well vote for me. You done tried everybody else and it failed. Ain't that the truth? And and by the way, he did the black population right too, buddy. And Lord says that, look here, you can fish all night if you want to, but when you get ready, start following me. I'll take care of you. Why not? We went everywhere else and came out empty. The disciples fished everywhere, fished all night, came out empty. And then as an unbeliever, you've already cast your net as an unbeliever. You cast it out there in that world. You do it every day. You cast it out there and you try to see what you can bring in. Everybody's throwing their net, throw it in the nightclub, throw it in one of these. Now they got breweries all over town. Throw it in a brewery, throw it in some dance hall or something, or throw it in some person trying to draw them back in. And you come up empty every stinking time. This old world in the waters of sensuality. Our country's eat up with you can't turn on television anymore. The world of pleasure. People think pleasure, if they don't have pleasure every moment of their life, they're not having a full life. And they come to church and they expect us to please them and entertain them. And they go out there looking for it and they don't find it. But they talk bad about us because we don't give it to them. And what about that worldly entertainment they cast in their net in there? The children of this generation is being destroyed with worldly entertainment. Worldly knowledge, you'll come up empty. Worldly wisdom, you'll come up empty. Drunkenness, you'll come up empty. Drugs, you'll come up empty. Religion, you'll come up empty. Worship, if it ain't the right person, you'll come up empty every time.
Amen.
But people just keep casting their net off the wrong side of the boat. Over and over and over. How many times did we do that, Brother Billy? We just cast our net on the wrong side. And we knew it wasn't going to work. It never worked before. That's the definition of insanity. We just kept on doing something that we knew wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to satisfy. It wasn't going to please. It wasn't going to feed us. It wasn't going to supply. But we just kept doing it anyway. Well, it didn't work last weekend. Let's go to another joint, see if it works over here. Well, it didn't work this weekend. We'll go to another joint next weekend, see if it works. Well, it didn't work with this husband. We'll go to that husband. It didn't work with this wife. We'll go to that wife. Oh, my goodness. And we just cast in off the wrong side of the boat every time. And we always come up empty. We always come up empty. The few young people we got here tonight, let me admonish you. You follow the Lord and cast your net in His fish bed. It'll be full every time.
Yes, sir.
You come dine at His table. He'll fill you. You won't go away empty. You won't even go away wanting more. Amen. You'll be satisfied. Yep. Amen. Once you get a little taste of His fish and His bread. Amen. 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 And listen to this. That woman at the well, she came to the well. And she'd had five husbands. Who has that many husbands? There's something wrong with that picture. You know why she did that? She was thirsty. And one of them didn't satisfy her, so she goes to another one. And that didn't satisfy her, so she goes to another one. And that didn't satisfy her, so she goes to another one. And always coming up empty, and Jesus sitting on the side of that well, she finally found a man that could fulfill her desires. And he said, if you drink of the water that I have to give you, you'll never thirst again. Amen. She said, Lord, evermore, give me some of that to drink. Amen. 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 In John chapter 21, In John chapter 21, they were hungry and they didn't have anything to eat, and he fixed them something to eat. And listen, I think they left that fish fry that night fuller than they'd ever been in their life. I bet they didn't eat but one fish apiece, but they were fuller than they had ever been in their whole life. Amen. All because they obeyed the Lord and they saw it was the Lord working in their life. That's all it was. Because John 1:12 says, but as many as received him. You gotta receive him. You gotta receive him. They received him that night for who he was. He wasn't the carpenter of Nazareth. He wasn't the baby Jesus. He wasn't the man they nailed to the cross. He was not the man they laid in that tomb. He was the risen Savior, the Son of God, God in the flesh, God on earth, Emmanuel.
Amen.
I don't know who wrote that song, Come and Dine, but I bet you Peter could have done it. Don't you think Peter might have wrote that song? Amen. He may not be the one that laid his head on Jesus' breast, but he was the one that jumped out the boat to get to him first. Amen. I like that. Amen. He went swimming. He was the one that said, I go a fishing. And he took all of them and backslid on that boat. And as soon as Jesus showed up, he was the first one to get right with God. Amen. Amen. He was a leader, whether it was right or wrong. Amen. Now listen, Christians, I want to ask you something. What are you eating? What are you eating spiritually? What are you eating? Hello. What are you eating? I tried to wake him up. He won't wake up. Y'all hit him in the head with something. Listen. What are you eating? Are you eating things this old world? When we was a kid, we had these rules. If you dropped your bubble gum or your candy, you had a, what? 5 seconds. Yeah. Y'all were shorter than us. We'd go 30 minutes. I mean, it didn't matter what it is. But anytime you picked it up, you always got what? Dirt. Or hair. That's worse than dirt. That's worse than dirt. Amen. And we keep doing that over and over. Things in this world, we keep picking it back up and getting dirt, and we forget, oh, it was good, but then it was also bad too. But if you'll receive Jesus, you'll never get any dirt. You'll never be dirty again.
Thank you, Lord.
And everything he gives you will be perfect.
Yes.
And you won't have to fight for it or scratch for it. Or hunt for it. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Danny, what are you fishing for? You didn't even fish when we went down there. You're too lazy to walk over there to the... No, you did walk over there once. You didn't stay. That bait I had smelt so bad he had to leave. What are we fishing for? On Sunday night, people that could go to church and don't go, what are they fishing for on Sunday night? On Wednesday night, people could go to church, they don't go to church. What are they fishing for on Wednesday night? During the day, when you go home and you watch every channel of news and you read every newspaper, but you don't read your Bible, what are you fishing for? What are you fishing for? Y'all still with me?
Come on, brother, that's good.
You know, we can get fat off the things of this world and still starve to death. Jesus said, take, eat, this is my flesh. Receive him. That's what that means. That's why the Catholics think when they stand up in front and they got that wafer and they go omino, domino, it's Babylonian religion. They think when they eat that they're receiving salvation because now they're receiving the flesh of Christ, that it magically turns into the flesh of Christ. But that's not true. The devil's told them a lie. To receive him means in here, not here. When he said, here's my word, eat my word, he didn't mean to actually eat it. He meant eat it in here. What are you eating? What are you eating? Now this week, within the next few weeks, we're going to have a big, not just presidential election, we're going to have all around election. And whatever we've been eating, we're going to put in that voting booth that day. Y'all hear me? And if you don't vote, don't talk to me, okay? Not about that. Don't talk to me about government or politics. If you don't vote, don't do it. But I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take the... Now, I know I can't find anybody on that list that's going to meet all those requirements that I would want for a Savior. But I'm going to go in there and I'm going to pick the people that's got biblical principles and biblical standards. And some of them ain't good as I think they ought to be. Some of them far off from it. But that's what I've got to choose from. So what I take in is what's going to be coming out. That's how I'm going to vote.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. They won't, I ain't even going to talk about all that. Listen, what we got to do, we got to take in the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the power of God, so that when we go out of here, we're satisfied, and those that are still fishing can look at us and say, how'd you get so full?
Amen.
Let's stand. Father, thank you for your inerrant word tonight.